Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, taking a look at recycling today and zeroing in just a little on some things that, well, hopefully we're not recycling every day. Things like computers or cell phones or TVs or other electronics, certainly a part of everyday life. And I have a couple of items that need recycling. What about you? Maybe you have got some electronics as well. Clothing is another issue. Now, that's never been a problem for me because I have places where we usually recycle our clothing and other textiles. There's a place called Twice as Nice, for example, that I usually send my clothes off to. But it's surprising how much of our textiles is not recycled. We're going to be talking about that today with Jennifer Semro, recycling specialist for Winnebago County Solid Waste in Oshkosh. She oversees the county's recycling, hazardous material, container rental, and sales and marketing programs. She's also the former president of the Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin. And Jennifer, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us today. You know, textiles carry something more than the shirt off my back.
Yes, they do. Yeah, textiles actually encompass more than just apparel, more than just clothing. It also includes things like shoes, as well as bedding, pillows, drapery, things like that. So all of those are included in what we would call textile recycling.
I was reading an article that one of your articles, I believe, and the amount of textiles that end up in the landfill is quite a large number.
Yeah, matter of fact, in the United States, on average, each year, 25 billion pounds of textiles go into landfills, which equates to about 82 pounds per person. Sadly, of the amount of textiles that is generated, only 15% is recycled, so 85% is discarded. So we really have a long way to go, and there's a lot of improvement that we could make to increase those percents.
Well, as I said, you know, usually my clothing, used clothing, ends up in a place called Twice as Nice. There are many resale stores or local stores that people could probably go to. But other than ending up in a local resale store, do these usable clothes end up elsewhere?
Yes, I think that's part of the reason why our recycling rates for textiles are so low is that people don't often realize that clothing or other textiles that are in poor condition or fair condition, say a shirt with missing buttons or pants with tears, towels with low thread counts, those types of things are very much desired by the textile resale market. The way the process works when you donate materials is that they are first identified to try to see if they could be resold. The highest resale value is actually online, so the very most valuable items that are donated won't actually even end up in your local store. In most cases, they will be put online for a larger marketplace to potentially bid or buy those items. But then the next best items will go into the retail stores for a possible resale in a local marketplace. After the retail store, they would actually go to an outlet store, so where it may be sold by the pound, something like that. And then finally, if they cannot be sold in any type of retail fashion, they would go into a salvage or a post-retail marketplace. And there is an abundance of materials that go into those marketplaces, and there is a market for those.
So I wonder what the market's like. What do they do with that?
Sure. A lot of the materials will be turned into rags, wipes. About 30% of actual materials that are recycled in textiles will go to wiping rags or polishing cloths, and they're used in commercial or industrial settings. And then about 20% of the textiles are recycled into their basic fiber content. So the ground-down fibers can be remanufactured into upholstery, furniture stuffing, home insulation, carpet padding, automobile soundproofing, building materials, and various other products.
That is very, very cool. Talking today with Jennifer Semro about textile and electronics recycling, zeroing in on those two items. But certainly, I think Jennifer is more than happy to answer recycling questions of other products as well. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page at the Larry Mealer Show. And we'd certainly love to hear from you. And we already have several emails and Facebook comments coming in. So certainly looking forward to asking those questions. And you know what? Let's take one. What about, a comment from Sammy says recycling textiles into braided dog toys. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't, but it makes sense to me. I mean, there's a lot of smaller niche markets for recycled textiles, and I could see that would make sense.
And a Facebook comment from Ann, besides the usual thrift stores to donate to, will there be a discussion or can we talk about where to recycle textiles that are not good enough to donate for others? And you've kind of already got into that, but you've got ripped or stained denim or table linens, sweaters with holes in them.
Right, yeah, I mean, that's just it. Most people think that thrift stores only want the resaleable items, but that's not really true. For instance, Goodwill being one of the largest retail stores in, I believe, the state of Wisconsin, certainly in northeast Wisconsin where I'm from, they do want all of your textiles. So even the clothes that are not in resaleable fashion, they will send those to their salvage operation. They actually have conveyor lines where they have workers who will sort the materials, and they will bale up, again, things that can't go into a resale market and sell into international markets. So even your local thrift stores highly likely will want your non-resellable materials.
Yeah. In East Wisconsin, there's a program going on to encourage more recycling of textiles. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Winnebago, Ottawa, and Brown counties, the three counties work cooperatively on our solid waste and recycling programs, and currently our regional landfill location is located in Appleton. Just last week, they began a pilot program to encourage textile recycling right at their landfill location. So drop boxes were provided by Goodwill Industries so that if a resident or small business comes in with clothes or other types of textiles that they were just planning to throw into the garbage, they do actually have a reuse option right at the landfill location.
That is great, and I guess probably too early to, well, or maybe not. Is it too early to tell if it's working?
A little bit. The boxes literally were just delivered on Friday, so we haven't yet had a chance to see how it's going to work, but we have very high hopes.
Yeah, if that's successful, hopefully other parts of the state will pick it up as well.
We hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Wayne in Green Bay has a question. Hi, Wayne. Thank you for calling.
Well, good morning. I'm sorry, but it sounds like you pretty much answered my question. I just went through my clothes, and I have probably 15 pairs of jeans that I was going to throw out because they're all worn out and they're beat up and virtually unusable. And I feel kind of weird, and I'm very strange taking a bag of basically garbage and throwing it in like one of those boxes. And because I'm not used to having them actually want that stuff, I didn't know they did want that stuff.
They want it, don't they, Jennifer?
Yes, they do, yes. So definitely go ahead and donate that bag of jeans that have holes in them, and they will have a secondary market.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I'll do that. My question was going to be where around the Green Bay area, and you already answered that, so
right.
I appreciate it, and
yeah.
Hope you have a good day.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. And, Wayne, you never know. I mean, I look around campus here at students, and so those holy jeans seem to be have a nice market here.
Sure.
There's a lot of students running around, even on a day like today, with jeans with a hole in the knee. Yeah, Scott in Madison, your turn. Hi, Scott.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I had kind of an alternative viewpoint on this, and that is that textiles are a renewable resource. They're biodegradable, and clothing manufacturers provide jobs for people. So I can think of a lot of great things to recycle, but I'm not real convinced that textiles or used clothing is top on the list.
What do you think, Jennifer?
Well, I guess that's a fair point. you know, I guess our perspective is to try to keep as much of the materials out of the landfill environment as we can. So anything that we can promote a recycling or reuse method first, that's going to be what we're going to suggest. I do think that there's, you know, plenty of clothing manufacturing, you know, still occurring. I think some of the statistics that I viewed that the amount of materials that are being thrown away from a textile perspective is only increasing. I think, you know, people becoming more fashion conscious or those types of things, they don't tend to keep their clothes for as long as they used to. So I think that there's still, you know, a large volume of these materials that are going into the landfill, and we could recover more of those for other applications.
One way to look at it, I guess, would be that you're actually creating some jobs on the other end, because the people that are recycling are working to process the old clothes. You've got to have people employed to do that.
Yeah, that's correct. According to the Council on Textile Recycling, which is a nationwide nonprofit organization that encourages the recycling of textiles, they indicate that the thrift industry employs nearly 100,000 workers in the United States. So it certainly, those are job-creating industries.
Yeah, so another way to look at it. Thanks, Scott. Ed in Milwaukee, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I would like to take us back in the past a little bit to the 30s. Now, this is a sound that used to be in our old neighborhood. It was rather a working man's neighborhood. And the sound was, Alex, Alex. And that was the rag man coming around to pick up old rags from houses. And they were put in a burlap bag, which the rag man furnished. And you would put your rags in this burlap bag, and the rag man would take it and give you an empty burlap bag to put your rags in for his next time around. And incidentally, Kirk Douglas wrote in his autobiography, and the name of the autobiography was The Rag Man's Son.
Well, that's a story I hadn't thought about or heard about, Jennifer.
No, I hadn't either, but I think this is sort of what we're talking about, is that, you know, we won't necessarily have curbside collection of rags and clothes. You know, we're not going to be picking those up from your doorstep, but you can certainly drop them off, and a lot of times that's what's going to happen to these items, is they will be turned into rags.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, by the way. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. Love to hear from you. And tell you what, we're going to take a question here from Melinda, who wonders, can you recycle pillows that are not down-filled?
I believe so. I was told by my contacts that pillows are something they definitely want in the resale marketplaces, that the thrift stores and the like. So, and they did not specify that they needed to be downfilled. So I would ascertain that the fibers that are in other types of pillows would be desired as well.
Jennifer Semra, our guest today, recycling specialist for Winnebago County Solid Waste in Oshkosh. Great to have her along as we talk textile and electronics recycling, other recycling as well. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Email at talk@WPR.org or post on our Facebook page at The Larry Miller Show. I'm Larry Miller. Cheyenne Lentz, our on-air producer today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now it's textiles and recycling with Jennifer Semro, and you can join in again, 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Lorraine in Germantown. Hi, Lorraine. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I have a question. I remember the rag man when I was first married, and my kid, he pulled a horse-driven wagon in Milwaukee. And but he really, they were buying things to recycle the fibers, like wool and cotton, natural fibers. And so much of our clothing now is synthetics, nylon, Orlon, and all the other synthetic fibers. Those are not good for rags. If you've ever tried to polish something using one of them, you realize you really need natural fibers. How can you recycle the synthetics? I can understand the natural fibers, but the synthetics, I really don't understand how you can
recycle them. All right. But you can't you, Jennifer?
Yeah. I suspect that, like I say, some of the fibers that you've identified would be more suitable for the rag applications. But the other types of fibers could be ground down and used in the stuffing applications. So if stuffed into furniture, used in home insulation, things like that. So I believe that, you know, whether it's a natural fiber or a synthetic fiber, there are reuse and recycling applications.
There we go. Yeah, it can happen, Lorraine. It definitely can happen. Email from Jeff in Outagamie County. It seems that there's some confusion about what plastics should be recycled and which should be disposed of. Can you clarify on plastics?
Sure. That can vary from different parts of the state. Here in Northeast Wisconsin, we encourage the recycling of all plastic bottles and containers. We did just expand our recycling processing facility so that we're able to take additional plastic materials. But that isn't necessarily universal across the state, so I do always encourage residents who have questions about what can be recycled to check in with your local community or your recycling hauler to be sure that you are recycling items that are acceptable. But in northeastern Wisconsin, you are now able to recycle all plastic bottles and containers.
That's excellent. We have Dorothy online from St. Charles next. Hi, Dorothy. Thank you for calling.
Hi. What I wanted to say is that I take all of my kids and grandkids' T-shirts, and I back them with some Wonder Under, which keeps them from stretching. And I cut them in 12 by 12 inch squares using the logos, because a lot of them have, you know, logos from dance competitions or athletic competitions, just something they've picked up. You know, T-shirts that their friends have given them.
Yeah.
And I make quilts out of them.
Ah!
Yeah.
What a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the kids love them. They absolutely love them, and especially if I get them when they're in high school, because they like to take them to college. And, like, if they're studying or whatever, they can use them, like, lap robes. If they're watching TV, they put them on over their lap or, you know, cuddle up in them.
Oh.
They do love them. They do love them.
Have you got any digital photos of those, Dorothy?
I do.
Post one on our Facebook page.
I have on my cell phone.
Post one on our Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show Facebook page. Facebook. The title of our Facebook page is The Larry Mueller Show. I'd love to see one.
All right, Larry
Mueller, The Larry Mueller Show. That's the title of the Facebook page.
Okay, but how do you spell your last name?
My last name is spelled Mueller.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thank you, Dorothy. I look forward to seeing that, huh? Jennifer, that's kind of cool.
That's a very neat idea.
I love that. And the logo idea is great. Taking that, the logos off the T-shirt, that's a wonderful idea. Jane in Fitchburg, hi, thank you for calling.
Hi, I wanted to remind people of the recycling triangle that says reduce, reuse, and recycle. So a lot of things should be reused before they're recycled. And I took some things to Goodwill that were stained, and I asked the person who was receiving them if those were acceptable, and he said that they have people who make rag rugs out of them, and I have a rag rug that actually is made from denim, so I just thought I would share that example.
Yeah, that's a good example, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, it is, and I appreciate the reminder, too, about reduce, reuse, recycle. That's the hierarchy that we want people to remember, too. Recycling is third on that list. So if you can reduce your waste to begin with and then reuse, which is a lot of what we're talking about with reselling the clothes, and then recycling is your third option.
Absolutely. David in Milwaukee, thank you for calling. Hi.
Yeah, hi. One of your previous callers talked about jobs and how this might take away from that. And I just wanted to point out that I thought a majority of jobs are foreign in the textile industry. But my actual question is there any studies on energy consumption on the back end to produce new clothing versus the recycling process?
Jennifer?
That's a tough one. I'm afraid I couldn't answer that. I don't know if there have been studies done, and if there have been, I'm not familiar with their results. I mean, I know generally speaking, it takes less energy to manufacture an item from recycled content than it does from virgin materials. For the other areas that I have more expertise in, your metals, your glass, your paper, things like that, if that holds true for textiles, I'm not certain, but it would make sense to me if it did.
Yeah, yeah. It does make sense. Thanks, David. Maybe somebody else will have more to add in that area. So stay listening. Stella in Door County, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi. I'm in northeast Wisconsin. I'm in Sturgeon Bay. Does Sturgeon Bay send their recycling to your facility?
Yes, we do get a number of haulers from the Door County area going garbage and Door County disposal, so I believe that most of your recycling would come to our facility.
Okay, and we can recycle in Sturgeon Bay plastics 1 through 7, I think it is, 7 or 8. You said all plastic bottles and containers?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and what about the caps of the plastic bottles?
We do ask residents to remove the caps for a couple of reasons. One, the type of plastic that the cap is made from is not the same type of plastic as the bottle, so we try to keep our recycling stream as pure as possible. So removing that cap keeps that separate type of plastic away for our buyers. And another reason is that ensures that our plastic bottles are empty. When the cap is removed, any residual liquid will be removed through the trucking process. Some of our equipment is unable to capture bottles if there is still liquid in them. For instance, at this time of year, the liquid will freeze, the bottle becomes very heavy, and some of our blower systems will then no longer be able to effectively capture the bottle.
Yeah,
so for those reasons, we encourage the caps to be removed.
I'm not talking about leaving caps on the bottles. I'm talking about putting the bottle and the cap
separate.
Excuse me, in recycling separately.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sure.
A few of the caps that we get have recycling numbers stamped in them.
Sure.
Most of them don't.
Yeah.
I understand the question now. We would still encourage the caps to be discarded. A lot of your recycling centers around the state will sort materials by size, and because caps are so small, you know, less than 2 inches in size, it's difficult for the processing equipment to capture those materials, so the odds of us being able to actually capture that cap and, you know, get it into a bale of plastic, it's difficult for us to do that based on the equipment that we use. So for that reason, because the caps are so small, we would still advise that they go into the regular garbage.
All right, there we go. Thank you, Stella. Appreciate the call. We had Amy had a comment on email. She said another nice place to recycle discarded towels and blankets is your local veterinary office or humane society for pet use.
That's true. Yeah, I have heard that here in northeastern Wisconsin as well, that those types of operations do often appreciate those types of donations. Again, always just call to make sure that your particular store or office is in need. But yeah, that's a great reuse opportunity.
And caller Greg wondered about recycling styrofoam. Some have the number 6 on them.
Yes, styrofoam is still a material that we aren't able to capture here in northeast Wisconsin. I think that's pretty much a universal statement around the state, but you could check with your local recycling program. Unfortunately, the markets for styrofoam are still very weak and not something that we're able to economically capture here.
That's too bad. An email from Jim in Milwaukee. Is there significant use of discarded textiles for making paper, either high volume or handmade or low-volume, high-rag content art paper?
That's interesting. That's not something that I've uncovered. It may be true that there are some niche markets for textiles into paper-type applications, but it's not something that I'm familiar with.
We have, this is an interesting question from Jane. What can we do with the trophies our children receive for their sports participation? My adult children don't want them anymore.
that that is certainly a unique question. It's likely that a scrap metal dealer would be interested in taking the trophies, for the metal value and the content. So if you do have an abundance of trophies, I would look in your phone book for a scrap metal retailer and see if they might be interested in taking those and reusing the metal.
That is interesting. I was just thinking about my dad, who was a champion trap shooter. I know he had over 100 trophies, or still has. Oh, well, he's no longer with us, but the trophies still are with my sister and brother. Oh, my goodness. And, what do you do with them? Peter in Bailey's Harbor, it is your turn. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I think it's wonderful that there is so much effort put into recycling textiles, and it seems like the amount of produced clothing is just growing rather than going the other way. On top of everything that your guest mentioned, there are also many artists I know around the country, probably the world, that actually recycle a lot of clothing by using like deconstruction technique to produce an artistic clothing and are reselling it. There's actually quite a lot of that happening. But my the reason why I'm calling is actually because I think it's very important to bring an awareness to a public that most of the textiles that are produced, fiber grown or made, and clothing that is made out of it, and the process of making clothing and dyeing actually produces enormous amount of pollution, and there are just some very, very nasty chemicals used in especially dyeing process and setting textiles. The question is there any effort to change that? And I just wanted to mention that my effort actually to try to do something about it, and I have been in the field of fashion design for many, many years. My little effort is I'm actually opening a gallery in Bailey's Harbor next year that it will focus on clothing that it's made primarily from organically grown or toxin-free or reclaimed textiles.
Oh,
is there a way to change the way we think about clothing and how we understand what actually goes into producing it, and how really bad it is for us, and how bad it is in, throwing it into dumps and all the chemicals going where they shouldn't.
Well, Peter, that's an interesting question. Jennifer, I don't know if this in your ballpark or.
Not necessarily the manufacturing of clothing, but I'm very interested to hear what you're doing there in Bailey's Harbor, and think it sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it's wonderful, but as far as the question, it's probably a little bit out of your area of expertise.
Correct. Yes, manufacturing of the clothing is not something I'm familiar with.
Peter, what's your company or what's your place going to be called?
It's going to be called Bazili Studio. It's going to be all artist-made clothing that is made with either organic or chemical-free or recycled textiles that are used. The dyeing processes will be done with vegetable dyes, and trying to reduce the amount of pollution that production of clothing and growing, making textiles, it's really producing. I think it's very important to bring this awareness to public because I don't think we all know how bad it actually is.
And you're in Bailey's Harbor, Peter.
Yes.
Bazili Studio. I'll remember that. I will stop in and say hello. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. It sounds like a great idea, doesn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, it does.
Susan in Wauwatosa, it is your turn. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I was calling to respond to the gentleman who had said he didn't want to recycle clothing because he wanted to support the manufacturer of textiles.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really interesting that I looked up on the American Apparel Apparel and Footwear Association, and they said 97% in 2012 of the textiles that are manufactured come from overseas that are sold in the U.S. So 97% of our clothing comes from overseas. So if he wants to support jobs in the U.S., why not support the local recyclers of jobs? And also, that's not to mention the awful conditions in some of those factories overseas that you would, you know, I feel really good about buying used clothing because I'm not supporting that industry.
Thank you, Susan, for calling. Jennifer, comment?
Yeah, I think that's a great point.
Appreciate your call. And I've got an email from Rachel, who wondered how do you recycle VCRs?
Sure. Turning to electronics, VCRs are electronic item that's governed by the state's eCycle Wisconsin program, which is our state recycling law. Essentially, most retailers that sell electronics have registered with the eCycle Wisconsin program, which means they do take electronics for recycling. The state does maintain a registry, so if you went to the DNR's website, which is dnr.wi.gov, and searched for eCycle, you would be able to search by county as well as by material that which you're seeking to recycle. So if you are in, you know, Milwaukee County and have a VCR, you'd be able to input that into their drop-down menu and find a place that will recycle that VCR.
There we go. Bill in Wausau, your turn. Hi, Bill.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, the solution always causes another problem. I got hearing aids a while back, and the good news was my wife stopped mumbling, but my Prius and my kitchen appliance started making funny noises, and I got a bunch of these little 312 batteries made out of zinc to get rid of. Can those zinc batteries be recycled some way? And my next question would be, can you recycle alkaline batteries?
All right.
Okay, sure. All types of batteries can be recycled. Sometimes they're taken at different locations. I know in Northeast Wisconsin, a lot of our battery retail stores, like the Battery Pluses, will take select types of batteries back. So you could call those types of locations in your area to see if they do take alkaline and or the other types of batteries. Another option for the recycling of batteries could be your county or municipal clean sweep programs or household hazardous waste programs. Oftentimes, those types of programs will take batteries for recycling as well. So those are a few different options that you could look at for recycling both types of batteries.
Wow, that's great. Thanks, Bill, for calling. Appreciate it. One of the cool things on the UW-Madison campus, and at least in one of the buildings right near my main building, is a place where we can recycle batteries or glasses or cell phones. There was one other things too, and you know, all in little different holes in the Dropbox. I'll sometimes have something for at least three of the holes when I come in. Maybe glasses, maybe batteries, and maybe a cell phone. So that's a very handy thing to have. Dolores in Kenosha, your turn. Hi, Dolores.
Oh, good morning. First, just a short comment. I love the idea of the woman with the quilt. And if you think about quilting, I do know people who actually go to the resale stores to look for certain kinds of fabrics that they use for quilting. But for years and years and years, women used old clothing to make warm blankets and quilts, you know, whatever they had. But they were, when you were talking about the trophies, some years ago, I remember hearing about someone had said, well, you know, if you have all these trophies, especially ones when the kids were little and that, and they really don't want around the house, call the local trophy shop. Because most communities have one, you know, or maybe the city next to you has one. And most of them, you know, it's a standard kind of thing. And they have a little plate, and they can take the plate off, and they can put somebody else's name on it. And if they don't think they can use it, they would certainly know where they could send the stuff to be recycled.
That's a very good suggestion, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, it is. That's exactly it. The reduce, reuse, recycle. Maybe it could be reused before it's recycled. That's a great idea.
thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Dolores. Thanks very much for calling. As a matter of fact, now that I think about it, I can remember in one of the clubs that I belonged to, we recycled a couple of trophies and found another use for those trophies. Actually, a whole different, I mean, under a whole different system or than what they were originally purchased for, and we had a really good time with it. So doing it and saved a bunch of money, to be honest.
Good.
Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of fun here, as a matter of fact, talking with you today, Jennifer. We haven't talked very much about electronics, anything in particular, sort of in closing, that you want to put out there for people to remember?
Well, sure. I guess just, as we focus so much on textile recycling, if people do have questions on where they can take textiles for recycling, there is a website that I could refer people to. It's wheredonaterecycle.org. And the wear is W-E-A-R. The idea being that you wear your clothes, then donate, then recycle. So it's wheredonaterecycle.org. And they have a locator feature. So if you aren't sure where to take textiles for recycling, that would be a tool that you could utilize.
That sounds wonderful, Jennifer. It sounds like you guys are doing some really great work in your neck of the state. And I appreciate having the chance to talk to you. Perhaps we'll have another chance to visit with you again. So I hope you'll do that.
Sure. Thank you, Larry. I've enjoyed it very much. And, yeah, I'd love to talk again.
And one last comment. Ella's donates used clothing to a local prison so inmates have clothes. That is one we'll leave you with that one. That's probably one you hadn't heard of either, Jennifer, is
it? That's true. No, I had not.
Well, I learned something new every day on this program. Maybe you did too. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Semro is the recycling specialist for Winnebago County Solid Waste in Oshkosh, oversees the county's recycling hazardous material container rental and sales marketing programs. Former president of the Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin. So great to have her with us, and I'm sure we'll be talking again about recycling. And about the last Monday of every month, we recycle our weather guys. Steve Ackerman and John Martin are going to be coming back in just a couple of minutes, and they'll be talking with us about weather and climate. Some interesting stories out there that they've got for us this time around. As always, you stay with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.